This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
Each government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the exceptional Americans are here. They're back. And yes, you're one of them. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Boy, there's all kinds of craziness going on right now in the world, isn't there? But that's okay. We're good for crazy. It's a good kind of crazy that's happening, and a lot of people are just some people are just not liking it, but I think more people are really, really liking it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to be talking quite a bit about several things here. The protests in Phoenix the other night were pretty interesting. Some guy got shot right in the crotch with one of those pepper bullets. Man, did he go down. A big guy, strapping dude, a white dude, thought he was politically correct by kicking a tear gas canister back at the police. And they said, ha, 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 buddy, guess what we got? We got those paintball guns. But, you know, it's not paintballs. It's they shoot a different kind of ball at your balls. And they did. And, boy, did he go down. Man, boom. He was down and out, and he was hurting. He was rolling around the ground. And, you know, men, we all understand that. We have complete empathy with that man. But who shot that? I bet it was a female cop on the Phoenix Police Department who did that. Maybe not. Anyway. So Donald J. Trump smacks around the media. Now, I got to say something. I take great umbrage with being smacked around by Donald Trump. I had the opportunity to go to two of his rallies. And he was just in Reno yesterday, by the way, speaking to the VA. And it was interesting because I was pushed around by him. I was manhandled by Donald Trump. He's abusive towards the media. I was, you know, when I went there, I stood in the back with the rest of the mediaites, right? They directed me. I was, you know, I feel the second time I kind of got it. The Trump people were just, they were hurting me in up on the stage there. The stage up in front where Trump was, then in the back of the convention center, there was another stage or riser up there, and that's where all the media was. That's where they put their cameras and all. So you know how he lambasts the media, right? Well, he's pointing back, and I'm up there, and there's only me, actually, the only people standing there, there's a couple of people, myself and John Roberts from Fox News, actually. He was standing right next to me, and I'm kind of in the back leaning. I got my camera going on, and all of a sudden I realized, you know, he's talking about us, and I'm like going, no, it's not me, and people are kind of cracking up. Anyway, it was a pleasure, because I, you know, it was a lot of fun. To see that many people up there cheering and screaming and stuff like that. It was very positive, I might add. Very, very positive. Both times. So, you know, these Trump... Remember all the speeches they used to say? They used to say all the time about Donald Trump speeches being violent and things like that. That just wasn't true, at least in those two cases that I went. They were very, very, very well done. Very well orchestrated. And I really appreciate that. Okay, Obama and the Democrats, what is up with those guys? What's going to happen? You know, is the Obama legacy really over? That's a question I want people to ask. You know, we're not going to be rid of this guy for a while, but what is going to be his legacy going forward? What is that going to be looking like? You know, because people ask that all the time about Obama. Where is he going? What's he doing? What's he been up to? And I think we're going to start getting some answers as this next election cycle really, really, really starts to ramp up. Man, there's a lot of things happening coming up in 2018. Very important time.
Let's talk about the Democrats. Did you know that they appear torn over whether former President Obama is the party's best weapon ahead of 2018's midterm elections? Some are pushing for Obama to take a higher profile on the campaign trail, saying the party cannot afford to have him on the sidelines. But others argue he should stay in the shadows and let potential 2020 candidates step up and lead instead. Also, the RNC is slamming the DNC's weak fundraising by sending out a piece from the Washington Post calling the DNC numbers abysmal. In fact, the DNC only brought in $3.8 million in July, their worst month since Obama was inaugurated over 8 years ago.
Oops.
The RNC raised $10.2 million in that same month, and they've got bicameral leadership on the Hill and the White House. Jessica, what's wrong with your party?
I mean, there's
why
only 18 minutes left
money?
In the show. Well, there
you need more than 18 minutes to tell me what's wrong with
your
party.
Yes, and I did it total.
He's about
justice.
To break a candidate.
No,
I'm silent.
Listen,
talk.
No, I'm not. I'm very proud to be a Democrat. There are many ways that people also give in lots of organizations, and it's not just the DNC that they are. I think the DNC has run into a lot of trouble since Debbie Wasserman Schultz's leadership, and I don't think that people see it as the most effective vehicle to be donating to Democrats.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Remember what's happened to her with her IT guy bribing everybody. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a problem for the DNC, you think?
I do think, though, that it is disturbing that we are not capitalizing on a president with a 31% approval rating, you know, in the wake of the Charlottesville attack. There should be a lot more money flowing into all aspects of Democratic.
What does that say about Nancy Pelosi?
Nancy Pelosi obviously is an incredibly controversial figure now for the party. I think there was something like 30 new candidates, and only a couple of them would say that they backed her staying in the leadership position. We saw obviously Tim Ryan challenge her, and he got a good chunk of votes. I think, you know, we do need new talent, we need young talent, but she does have a very storied career, and I'm certainly not going to be sitting here and saying that I think that she should step down. But the RNC is right to be gloating at this moment, and you have to look at where people are donating, and it's concerning for us.
Do you, you know, it's interesting because we were talking during the break that the problem right now, particularly for Democrats, but it could be anybody's problem, is when you court the fringe, mm-hmm. what do you sell to the base? Because not everybody fits in that, I want to go so far left, I'm a socialist in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, I'm so far left, I'm a socialist, but it's also now, I hate Republicans so much, they are such bad people, they must somehow be racist or a white supremacist. I mean, we saw this with Nancy Pelosi's statement when Steve Bannon resigned. We saw this from the statement at the DNC. We saw Howard Dean's comments. They are irresponsible with their rhetoric, and I think that even members of their own party there are saying, whoa, wait a second, hang on. I know a Republican who's a really good person, and certainly not all the things that they're alleging them to be. So I don't think that identity politics play, which they're trying to capitalize on.
Yeah, that's not working for them. Russia, 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 identity politics, Charlottesville, the whole hit on Trump. It ain't working for the Democrats. It's not working for the globalists. Now, this goes to common sense and responsibility. And shows and is a very good demonstration, in my opinion, of American exceptionalism. One of the things the globalists don't understand, ladies and gentlemen, is American exceptionalism. That's why they attack it all the time. They see that as evil. Yet it's a blessing. We'll be back.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
We'd be burning down the house, if you know what I mean. Wait till the party's over. It's just a disaster out there, isn't it? No, actually, you know, I think that last segment says a lot about the American people, doesn't it? About Russia, racism, Charlotte. Yet everybody's kind of like, oh, yeah, there's this, that, and the other. And no one's buying into anything, any of the cards that they're throwing out on the globalist side. And the race card being the most recent one. We talked about that. No one's buying it. That's because exceptional Americans are discerning Americans. They can think for themselves. Oh, my gosh. What a concept. Exceptional Americans can think for themselves. Now, listen. In other places, other parts of the world, that's not the case. The government does not want the people to think for themselves. They know best. So, therefore, they're going to think for them. That's part of the problem. Part of the problem. You know, there's another article that popped up here. I'm going to put that one through here. Oh, here we go. San Francisco police vow to stamp out violence at patriotic rally. Okay, Los Angeles Times. I just adore them. It says here that San Francisco police will be out in force Saturday. There's going to be a rally on Saturday. I think Scott Bennett is going to go there. And we might chime in on some coverage from Scott Bennett, maybe. And it says a rally in San Francisco is expected to draw white supremacists and counter people. It says the Patriot Prayer Group is gathering at the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. And police plan to separate the rally and counter-protesters to ensure everyone's safety. When you see something violent happening, you stamp it out immediately. The rally will be followed by another on August 27th in Berkeley. There we go. Clashes between right and left wingers sparked violence earlier this year in Berkeley. Now it might happen in San Francisco. Frisco. That's what they say. I'm not too sure. That's going to happen. See, this is, think about this. Now you have white supremacists going from place to place. A year ago, what did we have? Antifa going from place to place. And then the year before that, what do we have? Black Lives Matter. Do you get the point? There's a theme going on here. Oh, my God, Paul. Yeah, there is a theme. I want you to think about it. There is a theme going on here. There's a racist theme going on here. You're talking about the white supremacists. Oh, they racist? Are they racist? How about Black Lives Matter? Are they racist? And Antifa. Antifa. I can't even say it. Antifa. There you go. That's the way they say it. That's the trendy thing. Antifa. It's now Antifa. Antifa. We want to feminize it. Make it Antifa. Antifa. There is a theme going on here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I want to know if you caught it. Yes, it is the race theme. But it's also a theme of violence. So you have these groups, white supremacists, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter. It can't be any more than in your face right there. They're all violent groups. Now, the question is, they're all violent groups, but why are they right and left? Why are they Antifa, Black Lives Matter versus the white supremacist? Why is that divide there? Well, the real simple answer is there actually is no divide there. They're all one and the same. Except all they're doing is following the same instruction booklet based upon their race. That's what they're doing. Aren't you glad I do the thinking for you? That's now the remember what was going on in Ferguson. Oh, Paul, you must be referring to Black Lives Matter. Yes. Remember the shooting of, what was his name, Wilson? Was it Wilson? Yeah, I think it was. The black kid, big black kid. You know, and I cannot stop to think about that shooting. And anytime it comes up about we lost a good person in that shooting, in that killing. And they go, what? What's this guy talking about? Well, he was 18 years old. That's the thing. He was 18 years old, which is way too young to die. But what was the central thing that happened with the Ferguson shootings? What was it all about? It was about a drug deal gone bad, actually. That's what it was about. It was about a drug deal gone bad. And you said, what? And we lost some good kid after that? Yeah, we did. We lost a kid. We lost a kid who was 18 and innocent. He was in his innocence, I should say. Just becoming an adult. Wow, Paul. What are you saying? What are you trying to get to here? It's real simple, ladies and gentlemen. The kid was so young, he was still growing and developing, but he got into drugs, and that became his life. And what was the drug of choice? Marijuana. Yep, and it was a crisis that was exploited. That's the thing. Michael Brown. Wilson, I think, was the Michael Brown. This is the BBC News reporting on this in November of 2014. And how relevant it is today with these situation coming up in San Francisco. It says, the U.S. town of Ferguson has seen rioting and looting after a jury decided not to bring charges over the killing of a black teenager. Michael Brown was shot by police officer Darren Wilson on August 9th. A police chief said the latest violence in the suburb of St. Louis, Missouri, was probably much worse than any night since the teenager's death. Okay. An innocent kid. Well, he was an innocent kid in a lot of ways. But he fell into the drug scene, which makes him not so innocent, of course. And what he was doing at the time was a strong-arm robbery. In that strong-arm robbery, he was taking cases of cigars. And what you do with these cigars, you make blunts. I think he got 48 of them in the cases. So 48 blunts he'd pack with marijuana and sell them, and that's how he kept his money flow coming in. That's what he did as a job. And in the market that he went into, he strong-armed, stole the cigars, strong-armed the man inside, and then he's walking down the street, walking in the middle of the street, and that's when Wilson rolls up on him. And being a very, very aggressive young man, actually, he challenged the officer and actually went for his gun and tried to get his gun, and Wilson was forced to shoot him. That's really what happened. His THC content after the autopsy was through the roof. A regular heavy smoker of marijuana, Michael Brown was a crazed individual. Because that's what marijuana does to you. But let's not let a crisis go to right waste. Obviously, it was designed. Because remember, when this situation went down, immediately Obama sends in Eric Holder and his hit force at the Department of Justice, because it's obviously a racial incident that deserves investigation for civil rights violations. Hadn't even been determined, by the way. Nobody was ever invited in, by the way. Yet they were there to investigate immediately. Does that sound like Charlottesville? Remember that? The plot is thickening here, isn't it? Black Lives Matter. Antifa, white supremacist. We'll be back.
He's
undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit your website, agenda21radio.news. Email me at my email address. And that, of course, is paul@a21art.com. We're talking about some similarities that I'm trying to spell out for you, so it's kind of like not so unobvious to you, because it is obvious. Well, you know, again, I'm not going to do the thinking for you. So, you know, I'm just going to give you the information. You can think for yourself. And again, that's, I appreciate that in the audience. I really do. Okay. The similarities that we're drawing here is between the white supremacist group out there, whatever, I don't know what their name is, Antifa, not Antifa, Antifa and Black Lives Matter as vicious hate groups. Okay. Three collectively. So, one of the groups jumped and leaped into action back in August 2014 in regards to Michael Wilson being shot by Darren Wilson, a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Okay. Now, this is the thing that went on there. We explained a little bit about Michael Brown, young man dying at 18, marijuana. He was making a living off of selling blunts and stuff like that. That's how he had, how it was cool in the hood. I think that's such a waste for humanity to have that happen, by the way. Young children smoking marijuana, getting hooked, and then they turn to a lifestyle of drugs. It happens all the time. Listen, I was hands-on with this stuff for 26 years as a school administrator. I saw it firsthand. It hasn't changed. It won't change. It was 26 when I started. 26 years into it, it was the same as 26 years later. Nothing has changed about marijuana getting kids hooked on various other drugs as well, besides marijuana. And of course, now the stuff is so darn addictive. Yes, back in the day, before the high strength of marijuana came, everybody said, "Oh, it's not addictive." The selling point for marijuana in a lot of places, it's not addictive. Well, of course, that's a bald-faced lie. Addiction centers are packed with marijuana users. So let's look into another situation gone bad. Trayvon Martin. Remember that? This was 2014. On the night of February 26, 2012, in Sanford, Florida, United States, George Zimmerman fatally shot Trayvon Martin, a 17-year-old African-American high school student. Zimmerman, a 26-year-old mixed-race Hispanic man, of course, we've got to throw all those in, right? Mixed-race Hispanic man, was the neighborhood watch coordinator for his gated community where Martin was visiting his relatives at the time of the shooting. Very important to note that. Why was he there? He had been set up for expulsion from his high school, and he was sent to live with his dad from his so-called mother, who is not his real mother, but he thought it was his real mother because that's the woman who raised him up since the time he was 3 years old. Because his real mother deserted him, and his father and this other woman raised him up. Okay, but what happened to him? At about 13 years of age, these two separate. The mother, not even the mother, but the substitute surrogate mother and the real father separate, which puts Trayvon Martin, who up until that time was an exceptional child, a great kid, good grades, good everything, good with kids. He liked being with little kids, taking care of little kids. He was good kid. Seems like I did a lot of research on Trayvon. I did. Because I know Trayvon, yes, because I worked for years with kids like him. Challenged because of the loss of his father and feeling rejected because his own mother had basically put him up for nothing. And another woman came along and loved on him. And they became a family. What are you getting to, Paul? The breakup of that family was bad for Trayvon Martin, just like divorces and everything else is bad for any young man in particular. It's devastating on young men. So he went to the streets, of course. Got into marijuana, of course. Suspension after suspension after suspension. Do I know it? Well, yes. Finally, in Miami, he's being put up for expulsion for what? Marijuana trafficking. By this time, he's really into the thug life. They sent him down to his father's in Sanford, Florida. He's there for 3 days. That's an important something to note. He was there for 3 days, and he comes back. Well, he comes to his father's, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, he says, "I'm going to go get some Arizona Hawaiian-style iced tea and some Skittles." Because you see, Trayvon felt a little edgy on the third night. So on that night of February 26th, he's walking home in the rain after going to a 7-Eleven. When he comes back, he's confronted by Zimmerman because he's acting very odd, the young man is. And Zimmerman's not familiar with him. Why? Because he just got there in the gated community. A conflict arises and Trayvon Martin is seen pummeling Zimmerman on the ground, MM style, according to the witnesses. Zimmerman pulls out a gun and shoots him. THC levels, high, very high. Purportedly, the last time he was smoking marijuana was 3 days before that. Now, if you know anything about marijuana users, you know that on the third day after not having your high-content THC, you get very violent. That is a fact. No one else has put this all this stuff together, but I talked to his attorneys, to Zimmerman's attorneys. I talked to people at the high school, and I know this scenario oh so well. And, oh, why did he want the iced tea and why did he want the Skittles? Because he was going to mix it with a little bit of cough syrup and go skittling, it's called, just to take off the edge. See, the high-content THC users of marijuana, they understand taking off that edge and skittling and what that is. Skittling, it's called. But the administration trying to make something of this tries to create a riotous situation, and it doesn't work. The Reverend, are you ready for this? Not Jackson. No, Al Sharpton. Proactive, trying to call for marches after the Zimmerman verdict. And what does he want? He wants rioting. That's really what he wants. He wants rioting in the streets of America. Calls for 100 cities. And guess what? The Saturday they were supposed to have these riots. I'm sorry. Marches. No one shows up at the marches. It was a scheduled riot day and no one showed up for the riots. How embarrassing was that? It just didn't work with the mainstream media calling everything out for, and nobody showed up. Because why? Discerning Americans, exceptional Americans, knew it was wrong. So they weren't going to be baffled the next time. There was a crisis and they didn't want to let it go to waste. And fast forward now, 2 years later, Ferguson. And what did we have? Black Lives Matter. And what did we have? Well, we had people being paid to riot. Paid to be violent in this situation. Remember all the riots? And of course, then you had to have, along to go with that, you had to have certain politicians, well, stand your National Guard down. Remember Nixon, who was the governor there, told the National Guard, hey, just don't let them burn the buildings. It's okay. And they did. They planned a riot, and they had a riot. But it was a contrived riot. And oh, did the narrative go right out. The narrative went right out, just like Precision, about the riots and about what happened with Wilson and Michael Brown. And what started all that stuff? Marijuana, maybe? Kids under the influence of marijuana? Sounds like it. But there's more. We'll be back.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about consistency between riots and riot groups so that you understand the bigger picture about what is going on with these riot groups. They're evil. They're all evil. They're all based upon race hating. Okay, so they've got a lot of commonalities. And they've got a lot of similarities in how they behave, by the way. Which is kind of interesting. Very, very. Especially if you're a Chris Cantwell, who's got an interesting history behind himself. He's the racist who created the white group, if you will, in Charlotte, for Charlottesville. And, you know, this is important to understand because, you know, he's the Christopher Cantwell. The racial agenda that he's got. He's got a whole racial agenda. Now, if you break it down, it's really not too much different than what the other agendas have, that what you have with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And their structure is very, very simple. I think Christopher Cantwell actually started working with Antifa a while back. He took 6 months off and came up with this race group that we got. And he's white, of course. Agent provocateur, maybe? Why do you flip the script and go to another group, right? Or go to another group and be the opposite of them in terms of their philosophies? Well, that might be really a good idea if you're trying to disturb and disrupt a country, right? And try and destroy a country culturally, which isn't working, by the way. How's that working out for the globalists, the destruction of the United States? Doesn't seem like it's really working to their advantage, but, you know, I guess we can go along with it. So you have a situation now in Charlottesville. The person that's being set up in Charlottesville is the president, because the seed plant for the racist was always set up against a Donald Trump years ago, and actually certainly 7 months ago. During the race, it's always been there, the race card. And it can be for anybody else who's white. That's the way they feel. That is them saying that. Not me. So these hate groups are hate groups are hate groups. There's three of them. We know for sure that Antifa and Black Lives Matter are connected with George Soros. We're not really sure about the white supremacist yet. But boy, do they sure serve a function very, very similar to what Black Lives and Antifa does. And I found it very curious that in Charlottesville, the highlight of everything for hate was the white supremacist, which was kind of interesting. Here's my theory on all this. They're all one and the same. And they're challenging, of course, our sanity, if you will. They're challenging the media to report something that's a false flag, false premise, if you will, that everybody in America is a racist. Now, how do you make it look like there's really a riot going on and you're really being destabilized in your country? What do you do if you can't get enough people together to say, yes, this is how we're going to do it? We're going to really go out and sincerely protest. What do? You pay people to do it. Now, this comes up because I opened up my email this morning, and I got an email from a company out of Los Angeles, California. I'm not going to say the name of the company. It's a talent agency. And basically, you can hire people to come to your riot or drill, as they couch it. You know, character actors, crisis actors, that whole bunch. So I got kind of curious, and I called between hours, and didn't get anybody, of course. Too early. So we will be following up on this. This phenomenon of crisis actors filling in when you need them is understandable. It used to actually happen in the 70s and 60s. I can remember that. But now you have a whole situation where you're paying whole large groups of people to go and riot, or at least to be provocative, be numbers, involved with something that might be a riot. And we really started to see that in Ferguson big time. Then, see, this explains because in 2012 they couldn't get the riots mustered at 2012 with the Trayvon Martin thing, but they could by 2014, and they did with Ferguson to AT. Thousands of protesters were brought in by bus into Ferguson. What does that tell you? Well, it tells you about the money, honey. And, of course, what do we have in Charlottesville? We had a planned white supremacist demonstration. And who showed up? Way more people than live in Charlottesville, from Black Lives Matter and Antifa, challenging the white group. Now, nothing good is going to come of this. This is my point, when you have those three rival groups going at each other. And it didn't have anything good result. No good result, except somebody drove their car into the crowd, very, very similar to what you find where? In the Middle East and in Spain just recently. The car didn't get far. But you see what I mean. This is where it's at in terms of studying how these dynamics work. You can't just look at black and white, literally, and think that they're not one and the same, when in fact they are in this new era of disinformation, which the Obama administration really was able to pull the wool over people's eyes in a major way. We have to wake up to these false flags, and this one in Charlottesville, in my opinion, was clearly a false flag. Clearly a false flag. I mean, one of the statements that was made is that they said there were no weapons found in that whole area, but there were weapons that were around there. They just don't. A lot of the information that they had, and a lot of the information that they gave out, was completely, well, disinformation. I wonder why they did that. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. The similarities, the commonalities of the three groups, Antifa, the white supremacists, and Black Lives Matter. Hey, this is it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a whole theme about exceptionalism, American exceptionalism, your ability to discern. You know the racist groups, and you won't go. And guess what? People like George Soros know that. That's what was proven with Trayvon Martin. So what do? They pay them now. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts, because we're looking into it. Because of the commonality, similarities, the crossovering that's going on between Antifa in particular and Black Lives Matter, but not so much as Antifa, into the white supremacist group. See, that's just it. Why are they crossing over? That's because they're getting paid to do that. And what does that do? It creates a crisis. And that's what they want. They want the perception of a crisis that's racially motivated, so they can say we're a racist nation, and we're not. Good Americans are discerning exceptional Americans, and they are not trying to riot. That's why they have to pay people to do it. Anyway, just thought I'd bring that one up. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, it's really important that you, of course, practice your American exceptionalism by just doing the right thing as good Americans would do. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.